stay tuned for a live broadcast on heritageradionetwork.com.
Hello! Hello, this is Greenhorns. This is Greenhorns Radio. I'm here, your host, Severin, live from Seattle, where the air is fresh and the weather is bright, and there are many young farmers joined on the phone by Jake, who's coming from Rollinsford, New Hampshire. How's it going over there, Jake?
Oh, pretty good.
I'm glad to hear it. Now, I'm really thrilled that you're on the radio with us today, and I'm very thrilled that you're farming in general, and with such an amazing farm as you are. Would you mind giving our viewers a little introduction to the operation that you grew up on?
Yep. My farm that I grew up on, still live on, is a beef farm. We raise probably about 6 beef cattle for meat and show. And we also have a horse farm where we train horses. We do lessons. We go to all the shows and sell them, of course.
And this farm has been in operation in this current location for 4 seasons, is that right?
Yep.
And where were you before that? Or tell us the story of the farm. I mean, since you remember, or since you've been outdoors working.
Oh, it's grown quite a bit since I can remember. We have a lot more horses. The horse operation has gotten a lot bigger, and the beef, we still have the same amount, but the horse operation has gotten a lot bigger.
And tell us what's unique about your dairy operation. Or tell us about what's going on with your dairy farm and how that's different from the other dairy farms in New Hampshire and what you kind of have been learning. Dairy is, I think, your focus. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, what makes the dairy farm that I work at, I guess, unique is that it's a organic dairy farm, all certified organic dairy farm, and it's really diverse. I mean, we got pigs, chickens, cows, vegetables. We have our own farm store. We go to all the farmers markets. All of them through New Hampshire. We deliver. We do deliveries, home deliveries. We do have CSA and CSA pickups. So that's pretty different about our farm. We do all that stuff.
And would you mind describing the landscape of around there? I mean, the history of that town and what powers it?
Yep. The farmland is runs right along the Salmon Falls River, which gives real rich soil from, you know, the river, which makes it real great for growing crops and making hay and all that good quality feed. Yeah, that's pretty much about it.
And the town used to be, Rollinsford used to be a mill town. And so it's right along the river, and it was water-powered factories. And the storage unit where you guys are doing your CSA distribution and grain storage is actually in an old mill building, which is an amazing facility and mostly empty, that one still. And nice and cool because it's down by the river.
Yeah.
So that's kind of lucky.
Yeah, it is.
So tell us about your cows and tell us about what's your responsibilities on the cow front.
My responsibilities on the farm is pretty much just filling in wherever anybody needs a hand. Helping out in the garden, milking cows. But probably my biggest responsibility is making the feed for the cows, making the hay and the silage for them. That'd be my biggest responsibility.
So that's summer work, so you don't have school.
Yeah.
That's handy that they make it so that everybody has vacation when it's time to make hay. I wonder if that was how it was designed.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it was.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen? What's going to happen next for you?
I'm a senior this year in high school. After I graduate, I'm hoping to go to college in Ohio at ATI, which stands for Agricultural Technical Institute.
And why do you want to go all the way to Ohio? What's the special sauce they have over there?
I'm not sure. I've looked at a lot of colleges in New England, and I couldn't find a real good agricultural based college like ATI. And when I found ATI, it just seemed like a real good agricultural school, a lot of good programs and stuff like that.
So you found it, and now you're locked in, and now you're thrilled.
Yeah.
And how's your dairy that you, when you get out of college, will you come back and work for your dad some more, or what's your kind of game plan?
Well, I'm hoping when I get out, I don't want to come back and work for the same farm. I want to work on different dairy farms, maybe some up in upstate New York, some maybe right in Ohio. Just get a idea of what different dairy farms do and just, what works, what doesn't, kind of build. Make my own.
And you already have an idea of the focus you might want to have. Is it cheese? Is it smaller? Is it bigger? Is it a different breed of cows? So far, what's your major call on how you might design your farm? And why?
I'd say it would be, I still want to have the same cows, Jerseys. They're a real good cow to have, good butterfat quality. I don't think I want to get into all the cheese and yogurt making all that. I think I would rather, I want to get into the feed business. Hay, silage, and grain. That's what I'd like to do more. I do want to, you know, have cows, milk, but I don't want to, like, make cheese and yogurt and have that as my farm. I want to have, like, the hay and grain more.
So more out in the field, less of this indoor plumbing business.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. That's good. So you're identifying your own sensibilities and what the jobs are that you like doing. Of course,
yep.
Then you may have to partner with other people, so they may have some say also.
Yeah.
Especially if they happen to be very beautiful.
Yeah.
That usually gives people more say.
Yeah.
But we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Tell us, are there any ag programs at your high school, or are you any clubs, or has your educational system provided you with enough agricultural options so far?
Sadly, no. My high school has no agricultural programs at all. But I am in, was in 4-H.
Did you get any? Did you get any projects going with them?
Yep, I did. I did do a project on beef cows, and how to raise them, and you know when's a good time to slaughter them, and how to get a good beef cow.
And so for those people who are listening here who don't really know what 4-H is, or they kind of maybe know it a little bit, but they don't really, what does it mean to be in 4-H? And, like, do they, like, explain how it is? There's a person who oversees your project. You have to do some paperwork. You know, like break it down for us.
Yep. Pretty much what it is when you join 4-H or... Actually, when you do a project, you pick something that you want to do your project on, or kind of like why you join the 4-H group, for a certain, like, either beef, dairy, horse, sheep, so on. And then, say if it's beef and you have beef cows, you have to keep records of all the expenses that go along with your beef critter, hay, grain, hours you put into it too, walking it, training it, cleaning it out, all that stuff. And then at the end of the year, you send them in to the
And then what? I mean, why do they want to know what you're doing like that? Is that to help you learn how to do planning? Can you win a prize? What's the purpose?
The purpose, they have a, they do have a awards night where they give awards out to different members, and also, the record part is more towards the kids who want to do the baby beef steer program at Freiburg Fair, where they raise up a steer till 18 months old. And, you know, they keep all the records, and then they bring them to the Freiburg Fair, and they show them, and then they have an auction, and the kids show their cows in the ring, and people bid on their animal. And that's a one reason why. Because,
well, I've noticed that at the fairs that people are bidding prices on these animals. The 4-H animals are going for 3 or 4 times the price of normal animals. Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure why, but a lot of them go by what the amount that the kid has in the animal, all the expenses.
Oh, so you define the price by what you spend. That's different from how the normal economy of farming works.
Yes.
That's nice. So there's no programs at your college. You did the 4-H thing. You got your beef project done. You're making hay. Are there other kids around at other farms that you can hang out with, or are there other people who work informally that you get to hang out with?
Oh yeah, definitely. There's other farms around here down the road that other dairy farms close, and they've got. They actually have kids. The farmer has kids that are kids that's my age, and also has kids that work for him that are my age, and you know, we all hang out at school.
Do you feel like there's going to be a lot more kids your age who are going to want to farm, who aren't coming from farm families, or do you feel like there's other people who are interested? And if so, how can we encourage them?
I feel like at least around here that there's less and less kids wanting to go into the farming business. And to encourage them, I'm not too sure how to encourage them to get into the dairy farming business. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either, but maybe we can invite them out. We're going to have a big party up in New Hampshire, a mixer at the Lee Grange Hall. Maybe you can come to it. We're having a farm hack. And we're having a mixer on the night of the 19th of November. So I hope you'll join us.
Yeah.
And if you have any friends of yours from down the road or in high school who aren't yet tuned into farm stuff, maybe they can come. Doran's going to show off his tools, so that's exciting.
Yeah. Sounds good. I'll be there.
Okay. We'll count on you. Now, for everyone who's listening, this is Greenhorns Radio. We are happy to report that today is Food Day, and Jake has been our first high school farmer on the show. He's in Rollinsford, New Hampshire, at a farm called the Brookford Farm. And actually, there's a really great movie being made about Brookford Farm right now. It's called The Brookford Almanac, and you can go on Google and see that Brookford has a great blog and a lot of recipes and Colette's film. It's just gorgeous, so beautifully shot. I'm looking forward to it very much. And I hope you know that there are many, many events today, Food Day, all around the country, Greenhorn screenings in Armenia, New York, Atlanta, Georgia. I'm in Seattle, Washington. And then I think there's a couple more that are on the events page. So if you haven't figured out how to go to the events page, you just scroll right down there and figure it out. Hope you're also tuning in to the Beginning Farmer and Rancher Opportunity Act. That's this new bundle of policies and programs that have been put together by Nationally Young Farmer Coalition and the Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. As a founder and director of the board of the Nationally Young Farmer Coalition, I'm very proud to say that these are really strong initiatives that some of which have already been funded and some of which need to be funded and are the result of us learning how to talk policy language and enact those ideas that we have in a way that makes sense to our democracy. So I'm feeling very happy about that right now. And I hope you're feeling happy about lots of things, and I wish you a happy food day and a happy afternoon. Thank you very much, Heritage Radio. Thank you very much, Jake, and thank you all listeners. Bye-bye.